Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE, and what a pleasure I am about to have. I'm about to have here get to talk to Chuck Garvey of Mo, a band I've been listening to for, and now in the last few years, playing on the air. But I go all the way back into the 90s when I started working in the music industry. I worked at Sony Music, and we were distributing at least some of the albums, right? Right, Chuck?
Yes. We recorded two albums with Sony 550.
Right.
And
right.
And it was a really great experience for sure.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, because my experience, which was, I had a great time there. My period of years at Sony Music were pretty great, and at 550 Madison Avenue, actually. But I found is that a lot of artists that I loved would have one or two albums and then disappear, you know, because
right.
They were kind of in that phase where they were just taking on monster acts like, you know, Celine Dion and Pearl Jam and, you know, like that type of Mariah,
right.
and smaller artists weren't getting the marketing attention, you know, that
right.
And I just felt how wrongheaded, you know, what exactly is the plan anyway? I didn't mean to get off topic so quickly, but all to say, I'm thrilled to have you on here, and thanks for doing it. How are
you? Thank you. I'm good. The band is on the road right now for like 2.5 weeks. We have a day off, which is great.
Today,
it's been,
you mean?
Really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Oh, today is a day off.
Today is it's a day off, so it's great for us to just like lay low and it's been really hot and like 80s, 90s, and being outside and playing is kind of taxing with the band and our crew, who are really like they're troopers about that, because it's really hard to work like in the middle of nowhere, you know, just like
yes.
under the sun. So it's they're great.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, Mo is still
people.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Mo has been, you know, like known as, you know, playing festivals. So that's you know, this time of year, that means being outdoors a lot, right? Like tonight, you're at Interlochen, Michigan, at the Interlochen Center for the Arts. But that sounds like an indoor concert. That's not a great example. But let's say on August 15th, coming right up, you're going to be at the Evans Amphitheater in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, and that's outdoors, and it's hot in Cleveland, right? So there's an example.
Yes, it is. It's hot.
Hot everywhere.
Everywhere right now, but yeah.
Well, I'm looking at your schedule, and people can go to mo.org/tour to get all of the dates that are coming up, and there are many of them, but I found something of a flaw, which is I don't see any in the Hudson Valley. That's a problem. We want Mo here.
We just played recently at Mountain Jam, and that was
there. You go.
That was our area play, I guess, for now. But you know, later in the year, we'll play in Albany and
great.
South.
that so, will definitely rectify the situation for sure.
Right. Yeah. It's hard to hit everywhere where we want to, but sometimes we have to abide a radius clause for like a big festival or other venues. So, and my wife and I live close to Kingston, Woodstock area. So. Yeah, it's I'm always down for some kind of cool gig for the band.
Well, I didn't realize you lived so close. That's awesome. A couple of business items I need to take care of. One is I need to wish Vinny Amico, your drummer, a happy birthday. I know it's a little belated, but a happy birthday to Vinny. And the other thing is, I was also, you know, as I'm just browsing through the internet about Mo, Rolling Stone has put you in the Guitar God category. Is that correct?
That is a very old article.
Okay. All right.
It's,
scrap it then.
But it was very nice of them to include us, Al and I. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember what the year was, but
it goes back a little bit. Okay. Well, I was trying to impress you, but you know, something else I always wanted to know, and I never really looked into it, but since I have you here on the phone, Chuck, I'll ask you, where does the period at the end of Mo, what's the origin of that?
It's sort of developed when we were just first formed, and we would make flyers for the band, like so our gigs were around the SUNY Buffalo area, and we would print flyers to advertise our gigs, and usually like we would make everything either like a hand-drawn or just something funny or weird. And and it just, like, one of the things that we started using was like a lower case and the period, and then it kind of stuck.
It's a little right, and yeah. It just makes people scratch their head a little bit and say, oh, that's interesting, that stands out. I mean, that definitely was my reaction when I first started seeing the name Mo, you know, 30 years ago.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, we started in like 89,
amazing.
90, like right. Went as like a cover band, and we started writing our own songs. But it was it was early 90s when we started playing around Buffalo, New York,
right?
And that logo came to be at that time. So it was just something fun, I guess. But and then we were stuck with it.
Yeah, it was a serif font, right? It's just like...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so before we got on the air, I did ask you because, you know, I know you suffered a stroke a few years ago, and I asked you if you, you know, are comfortable talking about it. And you mentioned, because you did mention that sometimes when you speak, it's a little stilted. I asked you if you were comfortable talking about it, and you said absolutely. And so I'm just checking in. How is your health, and how are you doing? Since you're playing out there in all that heat all the time.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep myself hydrated and I don't know, and caffeinated, and it's hard to do both at the same time. but yeah, I've been feeling really great. Like I feel really good. With my stroke, I had, and I still have, aphasia, where you can't find words, and apraxia, which is the where you have to relearn how to say or speak words and sounds. So there's a lot of work that went into getting better, like the first year after the stroke. It was a lot of work. And now it's like 3+ years. And it's still, I have to work on it every day. Mm-hmm. And the good thing is, like, my friends tell me that they can tell when they can tell that my speech is improved. Like there's more flow and it's hard to do, because when I was first seeing like a speech therapist, I had to actually come up with the whole sentence before I could speak it.
Right.
Even like 2 or 3 word sentences, you know, now it's more flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the thing that my friends usually say, like, when they don't see me for a while, they can tell that I'm getting better.
Right.
The same thing is, I've been working on the guitar because my right hand was also affected.
God, that must have been scary as hell.
Yeah, so I have to warm up a lot before every show. I still can't do a lot of the tricks and fast bits on a guitar because the picking hand is, I don't know, it's your volume and your phrasing mm-hmm. and like, you know, it's your voice on the guitar.
Right.
So it's really hard to work on that, but it's getting better slowly. It's getting better. So it's good to, I don't know, to talk to other musicians and friends, and they can see the improvement.
Right.
Because for me, I feel like it's a big plateau sometimes.
Sure, sure. So, but the brain go ahead, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
No. I'll keep talking if you don't.
If I don't interrupt you. Well, I was just going to say, it's just part of the brain creating new pathways. And, you know, it takes work, a lot of work, obviously, quite a bit of work. And then once you have those new pathways, though, it starts paying off, obviously.
Yes, it helps in many ways. And when I was first kind of like the first year of my my speech therapy, PT, OT, all that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
I was kind of like I was not isolated. I was trying to, you know, get in touch with like old friends, and you know, it was fun to do that. It was really hard to, you know, speak and kind of like join into like a big conversation. But I could tell, and other people who have been working with stroke patients, people get really isolated because they're ashamed, or I don't know what you could really talk call it, but
mm-hmm.
but I had that like in a big
wow.
Group of people, it was really hard for me to be able to hang.
Right,
you know,
participate.
And just, like, speak and
yeah.
And yeah. So and being in front of a huge audience with the band was really hard.
Mm.
Like I was kind of shy anyway, but after going through this, it was really difficult to be in front of like a big audience.
Yeah.
So I try to talk about this stuff because if anyone is afflicted, has been injured or had a stroke, and they lose their speech, or I don't know, whatever, what happens with you that makes you draw back from society.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to encourage people to get out and just try your luck, with speaking and just doing things that will help your long-term
recovery, right?
Yeah. And it's really hard, but it's better than, you know, just staying at home.
Right.
And it's a bad way to be. And
I agree.
I'd like to try to talk about these things because it really helps, and it's still helping me. So
that's great. Yeah, I'm sure it's a help to you to also to help to, or to potentially be helping others. And so thank you for your candor and and your transparency and continued recovery. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm so glad that we talked about it. And again, check out mo.org for upcoming dates. Buy your tickets there and read all the latest news about the band, where they're going to be playing near the Hudson Valley next time around.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chuck Garvey, one of the guitar players, one of the founding members of the band Moe. Thank you so much for coming on the Midday Show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. Anytime. We'd love to do it again. All right?
Yeah, I'm down.
Thanks. This is 98.1 KZE.